Daniel Sedlacek, Book 5, Chapter 8, of the Ecclesiastical History of England, by Venerable Bede. Chapter 8, How when Archbishop Theodore died, Berchtwald succeeded him as archbishop, and among many others whom he ordained, he made the learned Tobias bishop of the Church of Rochester, 690 A.D. The year after that in which Caedwalla died in Rome, that is, 690 after the incarnation of our Lord, Archbishop Theodore, of blessed memory, departed this life, being old and full of days, for he was 88 years of age, which number of years he had been wont long before to foretell to his friends that he should live, the same having been revealed to him in a dream. He held the bishopric 22 years, and was buried in St. Peter's Church, where all the bodies of the bishops of Canterbury are buried, of whom, as well as of his fellows of the same degree, it may rightly and truly be said that their bodies are buried in peace, and their name shall live to all generations. For to say all in few words, the English churches gained more spiritual increase while he was archbishop than ever before. His character, life, age, and death are plainly and manifestly described to all that resort thither by the epitaph on his tomb in 34 heroic verses, the first whereof are these: Here in the tomb rests the body of the holy prelate, called now in the Greek tongue Theodore, chief pontiff, blessed high priest, pure doctrine he set forth to his disciples. The last are as follows: For September had reached its 19th day, when his spirit went forth from the prison bars of the flesh, mounting in bliss to the gracious fellowship of the new life, he was united to the angelic citizens in the heights of heaven. Berchtwald succeeded Theodore in the archbishopric, being abbot of the monastery called Rockcleuch, which stands at the northern mouth of the river Glenlade. He was a man learned in the scriptures and perfectly instructed in ecclesiastical and monastic teaching, yet in no wise to be compared to his predecessor. He was chosen bishop in the year of our Lord 692, on the first day of July, when Wictred and Suebbard were kings in Kent, but he was ordained the next year, on Sunday the 29th of June, by Godwin, metropolitan bishop of Gaul, and was enthroned on Sunday the 31st of August. Among the many bishops whom he ordained was Tobias, a man instructed in the Latin, Greek, and Saxon tongues, and otherwise of manifold learning, whom he consecrated in the stead of Gaedmund, bishop of the Church of Rochester, who had died. End of Chapter 8 of the Ecclesiastical History of England by Venerable Bede.